Watch, clueless Minneapolis protesters try to annoy J.D. Vance outside hotel. After he left. By Amy Furr on January 23, 2026. Leftists in Minneapolis, Minnesota, were mocked when they tried to annoy Vice President J.D. Vance during his visit to the Democrat-run city on Thursday. Vance shared a video clip showing protesters making all kinds of racket outside what was reportedly a hotel. The ex-profile that shared the video, Johnny McGa, wrote in the caption, "LMAO. Libs in Minneapolis are currently standing outside a hotel in minus 15 degree weather banging pots and playing instruments to keep J.D. Vance from sleeping inside his hotel." However, McGa noted, "Little do they know. J.D. Vance landed back in D.C. 5 hours ago." The clip showed the group bundled up for the cold weather. "They're all on Blue Sky too, so they won't figure it out until a few days from now," conservative activist Robbie Starbuck replied to Vance, who shared the video with no caption but only a laughing face emoji. "Do you think they're still out there?" another user commented. Someone else referred to the fraud case involving the Democrat-run state Somali community and its daycares and health groups. All proud graduates of the Quality Learning Center. A true staple of the community, the person stated. The pot-banging demonstration happened as leftists have been protesting U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE, arresting criminal illegal aliens in the city and other areas of the state. During his speech in Minneapolis, Vance said much of the media lies about ICE operations, and many of those agents were there to hear him speak, per Breitbart News. "One of the things I learned is that the guys behind me are doing an incredible job. And frankly, a lot of the media is lying about the job that they do every single day," he said. "Now it doesn't mean that there aren't occasionally stories out there. There aren't occasionally videos out there that suggest that these guys, or at least some of the people who work for them, are not doing everything right. But very often, if you look at the context of what's going on, you understand that these people are under an incredible amount of duress. An incredible amount of chaos, and because of a few very far-left agitators, a lot of these guys are unable to do their jobs without being harassed, without being doxxed, and sometimes without being assaulted. That's totally unacceptable." After an ICE agent shot and killed the woman who was allegedly weaponizing her vehicle in Minneapolis a few weeks ago, Vance wrote in a social media post, "I want every ICE officer to know that their president, vice president, and the entire administration stands behind them. To the radicals assaulting them, doxing them, and threatening them, congratulations, we're going to work even harder to enforce the law," he concluded.